Introduction. The conception of God and the conception of the Absolute Truth are not on the same level. Srimad Bhagwat hits on the target of the Absolute Truth. Conception of God means the controller, whereas the conception of Absolute Truth means the summum bonum, or the ultimate source of all energies. There is no two opinions about the personal feature of God because he is controller. A controller cannot be an impersonal feature. Modernized government, especially democratic government, is impersonal to some extent, but at the ultimate issue, the chief executive head is a person, and the impersonal feature of government becomes subordinate in such personal feature of the government. So whenever we speak something of control over others, we must have to bring in the personal feature without any doubt. There may be many gods because there are different controllers in different parts of management. According to the statement of the Bhagavad Gita, any controller who has got some specific power extraordinary than others is called Abhibhutimat Sattva, or controller empowered by the Lord. Footnote at Abhibhutimat Sattva to Bhagavad Gita 10:41. There are many Abhibhutimat Sattvas, controllers, or gods, with different specific powers, but the Absolute Truth is one without a second, and the Srimad Bhagavatam designates the Absolute Truth, or the Summum Bonum, as the Param Satyam. Srimad Bhagavatam, i.e. the author of the book at first, offers his respectful obeisances unto the Param Satyam, and because the Param Satyam is the ultimate source of all energies, the Param Satyam is the Supreme Person. The gods or the controllers are undoubtedly persons, but the Param Satyam, from whom the gods, etc., derive powers of control, is also person and is the Supreme Person. The Sanskrit word Ishwara conveys the import of God, but the Supreme Person is called the Parameshwara, or the Supreme Ishwara. The Supreme Person, or Parameshwara, is the Supreme Conscious Personality, and because he does not derive any power from any other source, therefore he is supremely independent. In the Vedic literature, Brahma is described as the supreme god, or the head of all other gods, like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, etc. But Srimad Bhagavat affirms that even Brahma is not independent in the matter of his power and knowledge. He received knowledge, or the Vedas, from the Supreme Person who resides within the heart. Footnote, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Of every living being. That Supreme Personality knows everything directly and indirectly. Individual infinitesimal persons, who are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality, may know directly and indirectly everything about their personal body or external features. But the Supreme Personality knows everything perfectly well, both about his external and internal features. The word Janmadyasya suggests that the source of all production, maintenance, and destruction is the same Supreme Conscious Person. Even in our present experience, we can know that nothing is generated from inert matter, but inert matter can be generated from living entity. By contact of the living entity, the material body develops into a working machine. Man with poor fund of knowledge mistakes the bodily machinery as the living being, but the fact is that the living being, as he is the basis of the bodily machine. The bodily machine is useless as soon as the living spark is away from it. As such, the original source of all material energy is the Supreme Person. This fact is expressed in all the Vedic literatures, and all exponents of spiritual science have accepted this truth. The living force is called, in other words, as Brahman, and one of the greatest acharya, namely Sripad Shankaracharya, has preached that Brahman is substance, while the cosmic world is category. The original source of all energies being the living force, he is logically accepted as the Supreme Person. He is therefore fully conscious of everything past, present, and future, and also each and every corner of his creative manifestation, both material and spiritual. An imperfect living being does not know even what is happening within the physiological condition of his personal body. He eats his foodstuff, but does not know perfectly as to how the foodstuff transform into vitamins specifically for the particular constitution of his own body. Perfection of a living being means awareness of everything that happens, and the Supreme Person being all perfect, it is quite natural for him that he knows everything in all details. As such, the perfect personality is addressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Vasudev, or one who lives everywhere in full consciousness and in full capacity of his complete energy. The whole thing is clearly explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the reader will have ample opportunity to study them in all critical ways. In the modern age, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam by practical demonstration. It is easier, therefore, to penetrate into the topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam through the medium of Sri Chaitanya's causeless mercy. His merciful short sketch life and precepts are also inserted herewith for specific understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This will help the reader perfectly to understand the real merit of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is imperative that one should learn Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam. The person Bhagavatam is one whose very life is practical, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the absolute personality of Godhead, he is both Bhagavan and Bhagavatam, in person and sound, and his process of approach of the Srimad Bhagavatam is, therefore, practical for all people of the world. He wanted it and ordered his followers that the cult of the Srimad Bhagavatam shall be preached in every nook and corner of the world by everyone who happens to take his birth in India. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, as much as we have preliminary informations from the text of the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that everyone, it does not matter what he is, who is well versed in the science of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, and for the matter of that, Sri Bhagavad Gita, can become an authorized preacher or preceptor in the science of Krishna. There is need of the science of Krishna in the human society for all the suffering humanity of the world, and we would simply request the leading personalities of all nations to take some information of the science of Krishna for their own good, for the good of the society, and for the good of all people of the world. A short life sketch and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great apostle of love of God and the father of introducing congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, advented himself at Sridham Mayapur, a quarter in the then city of Navadvip, in Bengal, on the Falguni Purnima evening in the year 1407 Chakabda, corresponding to Christian era 1486 February. His father, Sri Jagannath Misra, a learned Brahmin, hailing from the district of Shailet, came to Navadvip as a student because at that time Navadvip was considered to be the center of education and culture, and he domiciled on the bank of the Ganges after marrying Srimati Sachidev, a daughter of Srila Nilambar Chakravarti, the great learned scholar of the then Navadvip. Jagannath Misra had a number of daughters by his wife, Srimati Sachidevi, and most of them expired at an early age. Two surviving sons, Sri Vishwarup and Vishvambar, became at last the object of their filial affection, and the last-named son, or the youngest son, and the tenth one, was Vishvambar, who later on was known as Nimai Pandit, and then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life.